Hi. I'm a 21-year-old who wanted to start a podcast, so that is what I'm doing. I don't know. I've been wanting to do a podcast for about 7 years, roughly. The idea sparked in seventh, no, ninth grade, I believe. Where I was like, "Oh, I'm going to start a podcast." Never did, because I always blamed the lack of equipment. And I still lack equipment. But this year I was like, you know what? Whatever, man. Like, I don't have a proper microphone. I don't even know what I'm actually gonna do with the podcast. Like, I have a concept in my head, but I don't know how it's gonna turn out. But like, you know what? Whatever, man. Like, you just gotta do things in life, and so that's what I'm doing. So today, welcome to the Rambling Podcast, where I'm gonna talk about 2022 and all that it was, 2023, all that I want it to be. That sounds very poetic. But more in my head than it is out loud. I don't know. So yeah, to start off, let's do some like icebreaker questions. Let's get to know each other really. Also, if I sound a little bit off, it's because I have a cold. It's odd because a week ago I came from the UAE, after visiting family because I hadn't seen them in like literally a whole year. It was sad. And I went to go see them. I came back last week, and I literally, like, 2 days after being here, I got sick. Like, how does that even happen? How do I just, like, I never get sick, mind you, like, ever. I haven't even gotten COVID yet, right? Like, not even that, but I get a cold? What? I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know how these things work. Anyways, I've been told by a couple people who have, okay, so for a little context, I have released episodes of the podcast before, but you know, they haven't released. They're on Spotify, which by the way, you should check the link down below because this episode will be there. So if you are like an audio only kind of person, or you're multitasking with a podcast kind of person, then I hope I can be your girly for that. But yeah, I have a couple of podcast episodes on like Spotify, Apple Music. Child, what? What was I saying again? Right. I have like podcast episodes on like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other platforms, and you know, that good stuff. But one thing that like I'm known to do is that I'm very inconsistent. I post for really like for like a small while or a short while, and then for a long while I don't. I'm very inconsistent. I don't actually go through with a lot of things. And a little recently, I have been told that a lot of people really liked the podcast idea and that they would want to hear more. And then it was then that I realized, like, oh no, I'm losing my audience. Like, people actually want to listen to me, and I'm not providing the content that they want to listen. So, or like hear or watch or whatever. So, you know, I'm here to do that. And this year, 2023, I really want to like give it my all, and see if it's something that would stick. Something that I'll do for a long time, or maybe even for a short time. I just want to kind of fulfill the dream that was, you know, my ninth grade self wanting to just do a podcast and recording imaginary podcasts. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. So now we can get to know each other. So hi, I'm 21 years old. I am a publicity student. I'm also mixed, which I will talk about a lot because, well, it affects my life a lot. I currently live in Costa Rica in San Jose. Woohoo, yay. I have a lot of hobbies and I am traumatized by high school. That's basically like the main things you need to know. I also have two cats and I have very severe social anxiety, which is also relevant. Okay, now that we have all of that, pretty much done, let's talk about 2022. 2022 for me, was rather lonely, I'd say. Like, if I had to describe it using one word, I would use lonely. Unfortunately, even though I live in Costa Rica and I have family here, everybody's just really busy and in their lives and, you know, doing their thing. And one thing that I realize is that I don't really see my family, and people here in Costa Rica are very, like, I love the people here. They're very nice and they're friendly, but when it comes to like corporate, professional, or even university settings, people aren't very nice. And it hurts to say this, but it's true. Like, I've had really bad luck with people at my university. People don't really, like, they talk to you, but kind of, like, depends on the person. Some people will talk to you nicely, but they don't really want to have a conversation with you. Some people are already in, like, their groups and their friend groups and stuff like that. So they're, like, not really interested in making new friends. Other people are just downright condescending, and they just come up to like the classes wearing their like work badge, and you're just like, really? What are you doing, Sapa? What the heck? Why? What? Why? That's so. Anyways, moving on. I just think it's kind of weird, that people in university are just not really looking to make friend groups. And I started my classes, mid 2020. Yeah. Mid 2020, mid pandemic, everybody's like, oh, all of our classes are virtual. What are we gonna do? Mind you, I was actually taking classes in UAE, but with a 10 like hour time difference. Oh my God. I was taking classes at 3 a.m. in the morning. Sometimes some of the classes would start at 5 a.m. and end at 8 a.m. And I like to torture myself. I should not say that. That sounds so weird. But like, I had this thing where I was like, I'm not gonna sleep. I'm gonna pull an all-nighter, stay awake till 5, start the class, and then go to sleep at 8 a.m. after the class ends. So that's concerning. So yeah, I did that for a very long time. And then in July of 2021, I came to Costa Rica and I moved here officially. Do I plan on staying here? I don't know. Right now, my answer is no, but I still have another year. Or maybe two. I actually don't know. I might have to stay like 1 to 2 years more, depending on like my degree and stuff like that. So that kind of changes things. But would I want to live here, like settle down here? I wouldn't say that. But like again, people change. My could change my mind. I don't know. But right now my answer is no. So yeah, like I haven't really had a lot of good luck with like finding people. I haven't really made a lot of friends. In fact, I don't think I have any. I have two and that's it. One of them is a childhood friend, that I've had for like, you know, years. Also, she's kind of like family related. Like we're very, very distant family, but like you know, that's whatever, man. Friends are friends. And I have another friend who I met through her. But things are kind of a little bit weird with him right now. So I don't know if we're still gonna be friends. But whatever, man. Like I still have one friend, and you know, quality over quantity. I just want friends to go out and do things. Anyways, now that I've had my existential crisis, regardless, I'm as is a very homebody type person. I like staying home. I like my space. I like doing things my hobbies and my stuff on my own. Like I have to be very close with the person that I'm gonna do certain things with because, you know, comfort. Yes, comfort. That's a word. it's weird. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I like the people here. I think I get along with majority of people, but there's a difference between getting along with people and actually being friends with people. And I can't really figure out why people are kind of hesitant to be friends with me. I think in part it's because of my mixed cultures and how I am different in a sense. I didn't grow up here, so there's a lot of cultural references that I don't understand. There's a lot of like topics that I don't talk about. There's a very like big drinking culture here, and I don't drink. So that's a huge thing that kind of people are put off by. There's a lot of things that I just don't really understand, that I'm trying to understand. And I'm really open to like trying new things and trying like to meet new people and all of that stuff, but I feel like I haven't been really given the chance. And I feel like I'm blaming people. But like I'm just talking about the environments that I've been put in and the environments that I find myself in, which are usually, like university projects. Mainly, I don't go out other than that because my life is basically absorbed by university. I don't have time for anything else. I do have a lot of personal projects, like for example, this, and other personal projects that I'll talk about later. But yeah, 2020 for me, 2020, dude, I'm in the past. 2022 for me, I think, has been just like, well, it was very difficult for me. It was the first like actual like big chunk of time that I was living away from my parents for the first time. And you kind of like, how do you say it? Like you kind of like underestimate all the things that your parents do for you until like you move out and you realize like, well, all of these things like my parents would do for me. And now I have to do all of that stuff. Learning how to live alone, be alone. I did have a roommate. But she moved out when I left without telling me, so that's cool. Awesome. I don't know, stuff happens, man. No hate to my roommate though. I don't know if she's watching this. I don't think she's watching this. Anyways, currently I am living alone. It's kind of weird to be living alone if you think about it. Sometimes I like talk to myself, or sometimes I'll talk to my cat, but really I'm talking to myself. I think I need mental health help, professional help. I actually do have a therapist. I actually do get therapy, but sometimes it's a huge thing. Sometimes I just don't want to deal with all of that. I don't want to deal with therapy sometimes. Anyways, some of the highlights of 2022 was I went to a Coldplay concert with my family, and that was really fun. I had never been to a concert before in my entire life, and I had the chance to go, and it was really fun. I went with family. An aunt offered to pay the ticket for me, so I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. I did not expect that. So I was cool, and then that was in March. And then in May, I went to a Louis Tomlinson concert with my childhood friend, and that was like one of the best slash worst experiences I've ever had. Long story short, I was on my feet from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. I did not, what's it called? I did not sit down in any moment. And it was so cool seeing like Louis Tomlinson and like basically One Direction dreamer, like anybody who followed One Direction, which I like, not gonna lie, I was a closeted One Direction fan. But from what I remember, I really loved their songs and everything like that. I wasn't like too big a fan, but I was still was a fan, obviously. And Louis Tomlinson was one of my favorite, like boys of the boy band. It was so much like it was just such a blast from the past to just go and like see like one of the people that I really like, one of the artists that I really really liked when I was younger, like right there. We were like super close to the stage, if that wasn't already obvious. It was really cool, and again, best slash worst experiences in concerts. I will never stand at a concert again unless it's like BTS. I had straight A's in all of my classes, which, if you're watching this and you don't know me personally, for context, I was a straight C and straight D kind of student in high school. I didn't really have a lot of, I don't have a lot of good experiences in high school, and that does not exclude academic performance. Usually, when people talk about high school, they're like, oh, I didn't have friends in high school, but I had straight A's. Well, for me, it was kind of the opposite. Like, my college experience was in high school because I had all of the friends, but I didn't have like the academic, like, excellence part. But then come uni, I have like all of the straight A's, but no friends. It's sad. I'm living the high school experience now. I understand everybody who's been through this now. I get it. It's rough, man. It's rough out here. I got a Nintendo Switch this year, which is really cool. I really wanted one for like a year before I got it. But Nintendo Switches are very expensive. Specifically the OLED version. I got the OLED ver Can I help you? I'm not expecting nobody. Should probably check. Somebody was honking outside and I thought it was like they were honking at my door, but it wasn't that. Anyways, I got the OLED version of the Nintendo Switch and I love it. I love it so much. But I don't have time to use it. It's so sad. Oh my God. Anyways, I love it. I got it in the color white. Well, technically white is not a color, but anyways, moving on. Yeah, I think that's it. That's all I have here on like the list of like 2022 things that I want to remember slash accomplished. So yeah, that was my 2022. It's sad. I know. I'm basically an old auntie and I'm a grandma. I have cats and I like to crochet. Could I be any more grandma? No. Now I'm gonna go into my 2023 goals slash things I'm gonna do slash achieve. Number one, I wanna do a graduation trip. I wanna do a graduation trip. I wanna save up money to go to Japan slash Korea. I've always wanted to go to those places. They're amazing, and I'm inspired by a lot of the things that they do. Plus, the culture to me is amazing and mesmerizing, and just overall, like something that I've always wanted to go and experience firsthand. So, I told myself that when I graduate, I will do that. Now, how am I gonna do that? I have no idea. I don't work, so saving money is gonna be, whew, it's gonna be a lot of money that I have to save. But we'll see. So yeah, I want to save money to go to Japan slash Korea as a graduation trip for like a gift from me to me. Obviously, I have to graduate before I go to Korea slash Japan. The idea, ideally, I should be graduating from my bachelor's degree this year, December of this year. Will I? I don't know. That is the only issue that I have because I still have two. I'm taking four courses this semester and I still have two more. And I also have to do my volunteering service and then my internship. And it's a little bit all stressful and I've been trying to avoid it. And I'm in denial, even though denial is a river in, Egypt. And well, technically, it's. Is it? Oh, is it in Egypt? Man, high school did not teach me geography properly. But yeah, I have to graduate first. So let's see. Hopefully that happens. And yes, that is one of the things I want to accomplish this year. I do want to graduate and I do want to take that graduation trip. Obviously, if I am going to go to either of these places, I want to know at least a bit of the language, be an intermediate possibly. So obviously that means I'm going to have to learn lots of Korean and Japanese, which I already have been studying, but I've been very inconsistent with my studying due to a lot of mental health issues, a lot of financial issues, and just overall issues. And I need tissues for my issues because, I don't know where I was trying to go with that joke. Well, now it's not one, so moving on. Another thing that I want to achieve this year is 1K subscribers. I want to take this podcast as far as it can go. I do want to get monetized, possibly, if that's an option. I do want to get there. And obviously, to monetize, I need 1,000 subscribers. So if I do get there, that would be really cool. And yeah, I really want to work hard to get there and get 1,000 subscribers. We can do this! We can do this! Yes! You know, I'm starting to think I need sugar in my bloodstream because my blood sugar might have dropped and that's why I'm acting all loopy. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Write the first draft of my novel. How do I explain this? In ninth grade, I was a very creative person, clearly, because in ninth grade, I came up with this idea for a book in my head. And I've been trying to write it ever since. Actually, if you go to Wattpad and you look very, very hard for it, you'll find some chapters of this book. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. But yeah, there are a couple like chapters of this book, well, a novel, on Wattpad. So if you want to find it, let me know if you found it. Good luck. I don't know. I really, but like this year, I really want to like write the first draft of the novel, or at least the first draft of like the first half of the novel. I feel like I've been putting it off for way too long. And like, I don't know. I just don't want to like keep postponing everything because my mental health is so bad. Like, my mental health is gonna keep fluctuating, but I always tell myself, like, oh no, it's fine, girl. Like, right now you need a self-care day. You need a self-care day, but every day is self-care day. You know what I mean? So like that's the issue. Like, how am I supposed to get anything done if like I'm not doing anything because I'm like, oh, my mental health is so bad. So that's a really bad habit of mine, and I should really stop doing that. So yeah, that's why I want to, this is like, I put that in like my goals for this year because I really want to look at it all the time and be like, yes, I promised myself I would do this. And I really want to show up for myself. So there's that. Another thing that I put here is consistent podcast episodes. Well, I'm actually filming this for the second time. I had filmed this a couple of days ago on the weekend, I think. I don't remember. I think it was on the weekend. Or was it on Thursday? I have no idea. I think it was a week ago that I like filmed the first episode, but I looked so crusty, bro. And I was like, not. I was sick. I was just getting sick. And I was super tired. I was having jet lag, and it was just the worst thing ever. And I literally just like, I don't know, like maybe like an hour ago, I checked the footage of that video, for the podcast that I like filmed, and it's so bad. Literally zero energy. I had no idea what to talk about, and it's all over. It's a chaotic mess. I mean, this one is also a chaotic mess, not gonna lie. But I just feel like I could have done better, so that's why I'm filming this for the second time. Make more short films. Okay, so this one needs context. Last year, yes, I can't believe 2022 was last year. It's so crazy. I still haven't processed anything. I don't know how. I don't know. Anyways. Last year, for one of my creative workshop classes, one of our professors had put us to make a short film, but about ourselves. And I remember I really took my time, to challenge myself and make a really good short film. And I did. I presented it, and as to date, it's still one of my favorite projects that I've ever worked on. Maybe because I had all of the creative freedom, or maybe because it's supposed to reflect who I am, but I feel like it's something that I don't know, it's just something that I feel like I poured my heart and soul in, and it represents who I am to an extent. obviously, you can't put your entire being into one project, or maybe you can. I don't feel like I did put my whole being into this project, but it's definitely a piece of me lives in it. And I had so much fun. It took me a whole week to do of like filming, and it took me a whole I think it took me 5 days to film and 2 days for of 2 whole days of editing, and had finished it just in time for the submission date. And I remember in the class where we were supposed to present them, there was like a lot of students, so I didn't get to present mine. And the thing is that at the end of the like class, the professor was like, who wants to like present the last video? And I kid you not, I have the worst Like, I have really severe like social anxiety, and when it comes to me, I have a really hard time with like talking in classes, and if I can avoid it, I will. But I don't know, I was just so proud of this project. I was like, I need to show people this project. I want to show people this project. So I remember like I opened my mic voluntarily. I know it's crazy. Like I was full on in. I was like, I'm gonna do this. And I turned on, like, yeah, I turned on my mic, or I opened my mic or whatever. And I was like, I want to like go next. And then just conveniently, this other girl had said like, I want to go too. And then the professor like starts talking to the other girl instead of me, because he didn't recognize my voice, but he recognized hers. And this is where, okay, granted, my fault. I should have talked more in the class, so for that one moment he would have recognized my voice. But was it worth it? I don't think so. Anyways, moving on. Like he starts talking to her and he's like, okay, present your video. And so she goes and presents her like project, short film, whatever. It was a short film, yes. And I was so bummed out, and I remember I cried really bad because it was the one project that I was so proud of myself for having done. It was something that I had, again, poured my heart and soul to. What? Dude, why are you speaking broken English? Oh my God. Sorry, excuse my bad English, man. Excuse my bad English. Excuse the bad English. I don't know why I'm malfunctioning. I think it's the mask. I can't breathe very well in it. This is not the one I usually use. Anyways, moving on. I was so proud of it, and I poured again like my heart and soul into this, and I was like, wow, I really wanted this. I wanted to share this with like the class. I wanted to share this with everyone. I wanted people to see how hard I had worked on this. And I wasn't given a chance, and I was really bummed out by it. I cried. I was really sad. Then in the next class, I did get to present it after all, but even though I don't, I like, not a lot of people commented on it. I think only one person commented on it and said that they had really liked it, but the rest were very quiet. And I feel like I didn't get the recognition that I wanted, I guess, or that satisfaction of knowing that people really liked what I had made. Which, granted, like, I knew deep down that I really loved it, but I just really wanted the validation as well. Still, again, it's something that I'm very proud of that I made, and I want to make more of those short films. I don't know, there's just something about creatively expressing yourself that I've always loved. I've been a very creative person ever since like I can remember. I used to paint a lot as a kid. And I very early on also was very into clay, and I made miniatures and earrings and jewelry, and I made like what's it called, like, how do you say it, figurines, I think. Yeah, like I made figurines. I had original characters. Like I was very into all of that stuff, and like still today I love painting, I love drawing, I like to crochet, I like everything that has to do with that like creative freedom of, not creative freedom, but that creative expression. Because it's so hard for me to verbalize certain things in my life. It's very difficult for me. And I admit it, that like, it's very hard for me to like out loud explain certain things, whether they're good experiences, bad experiences, trauma, pain, joy, and all of these like mix of feelings. It's very hard for me to share. It's very hard for me to be vulnerable sometimes, but I feel like through my art, I can do that. I feel like through my paintings and my drawings, I can express all that I'm feeling without having to actually say a word. And I don't know if that actually makes sense. I hope it does, but that's why I want to make more short films, because I feel like I would be able to just express myself better. And just put it out there in the world, and hopefully it reaches the people that need to see it, or the people that want to see art and appreciate it. Like, that's what I want. That's what I want to do, and I want to do more of it. So I feel like that's something that, I feel like I should do this year. At least maybe make one or two short films in the limited time that I have between classes and projects and family and people and all of that stuff. Wow, that was really heartfelt. Moving on. Open up a sticker business because I've always wanted to do that. Will I add this one's like a kind of like this is on like a maybe pile. Like, I might do it, I might not do it. It's okay if I don't do it, but I should try to do it. Does that make sense? Oh no. So yeah, I want to make stickers and sell them. So if you're interested, follow me on Instagram. Yay. make more art. Again, this kind of is like very linked with the short films one. Like, I really want to make more art because it's just the way I cope with certain things. I feel like art is just a great way for me to express myself. And like, I don't mean art in like a very like traditional sense, like in the traditional sense of the word. I mean it more so like in whatever, like in DIY projects, in crocheting more, in making plushies, in makeup, because I really like makeup, in makeup, in paintings, in in, I don't know, like in short films, in video and photography even. These are all things that I really, oh, and like, of course, my writing. How could I forget my writing? I write a lot of poetry. There's a lot of poetry that I've written that I've never released into the world or the internet. Pieces that people have never read. In fact, I think nobody other than like two people in my life have ever read my poetry, or three, maybe three. Have like. There's only three people in my entire life, like people who are very close to me, who people whom, like I love, I'm very close to. Like, there's only three of people who've ever seen my work, and like again, it's another way of self-expression, and I feel like I should share that because I want to help people. I've had a lot of people like from my private account, like on Instagram. Like talk to me about certain things, and I feel like on there, like on Instagram stories, it's really easy to talk about certain things and kind of connect with people, which is something that I really want to do. And I feel like if I can connect with people on a very small platform with like people that I know from school or people who remember me from school or were my friends in high school and stuff like that, or like friends of friends, I've made new friends because of my platform. I've met new people through the way that I've talked because I've opened up a conversation and they join in the conversation. And so we end up talking about things that we are very in agreement about or we both like or whatever it is. Like, what I want to do is I want to help people. Even if I don't know I'm helping them, I still want to help them. Like, I feel like we have to have certain conversations about a lot of things, and we need to have safe places to have these conversations. And I feel like there are not a lot of, like, places, especially on the internet, like, to have these conversations. And I feel like I want to be part of that. I want to help cultivate a space on the internet to just be. Like, let's just be. Like, let's just talk about things and they stay in that little safe space, you know? They just stay here. They just like stay here. And they're like in this little tiny circle. And we can just respect each other and listen to each other and help each other out because that's what human beings are. We're so smart. But at the same time, we're so stupid, God. We're meant to help one another. We're so different for like we're different to each other for a reason. We look different for a reason. We're all here to help one another out, and like I just want to help cultivate that. I want to be part of that change. I want to help people feel like themselves. And I feel like there's a lot of conversations that have to be had that aren't being had. Like, for example, how hard it is to be a third culture kid, which I am, and it's so hard, but we don't have a lot of conversations around that. Or, for example, Desi culture is like it has a lot of things that we just still have to talk about that not a lot of people are talking about. And same with Latino culture and mixed culture. Like, what do you do when you're mixed, when you're half and half like me? What do you do? Like, it's so hard to feel like you belong anywhere. And I remember I was doing for like a last year for like one of my semesters, I had to do a project. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a project on being mixed and what it's like to be from like, you know, two different places. And I remember looking for resources and videos and audios and everything, and I couldn't find anything. Like, I couldn't find anything beyond like the pros and cons. And I was like, I don't want pros and cons. I want the reality. I want something relatable. I wanna know that other people out there understand what it's like to be mixed because they're mixed themselves. And I feel like that's another conversation we need to have. And like, you know, there's so many things about the world that I don't know that I'm learning and I want to share. If you couldn't already tell, my camera died while I was filming. It's the next day. Yes, I look like I just woke up. I swear I didn't. But what I was trying to say is essentially that I'm learning a lot of new things. I want to share those new things with everyone that I like know in my personal life, and I feel like the internet is also a great place to like share that kind of information. Along with that, I feel like it's just so necessary to have safe spaces where we blah, blah, blah. It's important to have safe spaces where we can talk about important conversations. Sorry, what? Is that English? No. I want to create a safe space, or I want to have a safe space where we can have important conversations. Judgment free, bullying free, which is such a big problem these days, and just have conversations and like not feel like it's very just want to have a safe space where we can have important conversations, or even if they're not important conversations, to just have conversations. Having conversations is really important, and it helps, you know, the growth of the human being. I find that I learn a lot by just talking to other people, and I feel like one thing that holds me back in my real personal life is that because of my social anxiety and my mental health issues, I stop myself a lot from connecting with other people, and I stop myself a lot from actually saying what I think or what I believe or my opinions because I'm always scared what other people are gonna think about me, or maybe they're gonna judge me or whatever it is. And yes, I'm working that through like in therapy, but it's still, is that a freaking airplane? It's an airplane. I always get interrupted by airplanes. I mean, granted, I do live near like an airport, so whatever. I guess you get what you get, I guess. But anyways, moving on. I feel like it's important to have these conversations, and I think it's important to have space, safe spaces. I don't know how many times I've said that already. But yeah, that's really it for this first episode of the podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed. Thank you so much for stopping by. And if you've listened all the way through, thank you so much. I appreciate you so, so much. If you really enjoyed the podcast, please do like and consider subscribing. It helps me a lot. It helps to create the community and the safe space that I want to build. And I can only do that with your help. So consider helping. Also, this podcast is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and it's available on any other podcasting platform that you use. Yeah, I know it's like gonna be so big. I know, right? This podcast is gonna be so amazing. Manifesting, not me manifesting, dude. It's me manifesting. You can listen to this episode and this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other like podcasting platform that you prefer. I'll also leave linked my social media in case you want to follow me on there for my life personal updates or updates on the podcast and other videos that I create and other projects. And yeah, that's basically it. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate you. Take care until we see each other again. And yeah, stay weird until then. Bye.